Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com.
Saturday afternoon, March the 22nd, 2008. Carla Batard is the speaker of this service teaching on the spirit of abortion.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
What's going on, Katie, my daughter? And I woke up out of the dream, and I knew. I just thought, oh, Lord, forgive me, forgive me. I judged my grandmother's mother. I did exactly what she did. I didn't get pregnant, but now my daughter is. You see the generational thing? And I called her the next day, my daughter, and told her about the dream. And I apologized to her for being angry with her. I said, you haven't done anything that I didn't do myself, and I ask you to forgive me for being angry with you. It doesn't change my decision about how it's going to be, but I ask you to forgive me for being angry. And there was a healing that took place. And not long after that, I was standing at my counter chopping onions and thinking about Katie, and I was heavy. My heart was heavy because we were talking regularly. And I was hearing the things that she was going through, which could have been expected under the circumstances. So my heart was heavy for her, but I was chopping onions and thinking about her. And God said, you know, my plan for her life has not changed. Really? That was a shock. I said, really, Lord? He said, that's right. My plan for her life has not changed. She made a mistake, but I still have a plan for her life. And that was so precious to me. He said, look at Abraham and Sarah. Did I not promise them a son? And they made a mistake, but it did not change my plan of Isaac for them or the promise of the nation. So see, God is so different from us. And so my daughter had the baby. Now, let me tell you the importance of this book. Not only did it help me to understand things about my mother, about my fears, because every one of those testimonies in that book, there was one of these things brought out. The phobias, the migraine headaches. I had extreme PMS. I just thought I was a crank. That's not it. It came with this curse. I mean, a murderous rage would come over me. And I know a lot of women suffer from this. So, also, the first time that I was made aware that a woman could kill her children was that Susan Smith girl that had our baby strapped in the seat and let her car go down into that lake. Do y'all remember that? I just could not understand how a mother could do that. And since then, we've had a multitude of parents killing their children, throwing them off bridges. Down in Galveston, they found one in a plastic box. I mean, it's rampant in this country. Not only abortion, but killing the children. Killing the children. I understand that now. You know, these women, well, let me rephrase that. Young women who go from man to man to man to man, which is a sign of the end times, because in 1 Timothy 4 it says that they will forbid to marry. And that word forbid, when I looked it up, means neglect. They will neglect to marry. People just neglect to marry. They just go from house to house, man to man, woman to woman, and have kids with this one and have kids with that one, leaving all these fatherless children, orphans. I believe we're going to start seeing orphanages pop up all over the United States. They don't have a place for all these children whose parents are strung out on drugs and not taking care of their children. There's no love there. So it's a sign of the end times. And this runs really close with the bastard spirit, which is really what I was going to teach on today. But the notebook that I had that teaching in, I didn't have with me, and I don't know where it is, so that's a little concerning me. But these two run closely together because, see, these children that are born out of wedlock that aren't aborted are born under the bastard spirit, which we heard the other night carries a 10-generation curse with it. And one of the things that comes from the bastard spirit is you're not interested in the things of God. So when all of these children that are being born reach about 15 or 20 and they're totally godless, we're going to see an outbreak of evil like never before. And there's also literature on the bastard spirit. If you want to pick up, there's books back there on the bastard spirit. And these two run closely together. Let's see, where was I? Okay. My grandmother's... So I had the dream. That's where I was. When my daughter gave birth to the baby, I went out to stay with her for a week. Got there... Actually, the baby was born on the day our oldest son was graduating from college. We got home. It was on the phone machine. She had the baby. So I wasn't there when the baby was born, which, you know, that abandonment issue was there generationally. You know, her hurt is that I abandoned her when she needed me most. But that spirit of abandonment was there even when she was a little girl. She had the unloving spirit. It was hard to love her. She would push you away, and she was not very affectionate. So it was alive and well. See, I didn't know about it. If I'd have known about it when she was a baby, I would have had the spirits broken off of me, and then I would have broken them off of my children so that they wouldn't perpetuate. So I went out to be with her when the baby was born, and when I got there, it was the most disturbing sight. Because she had just gotten home from the hospital. It was about 11 o'clock at night when I arrived. She had just nursed the baby. She had taken a shower. Her hair was wrapped up in a towel. And I had brought the movie camera because my husband wasn't able to go with me. So he said, take a lot of pictures, you know. So after she nursed the baby, I said, well, Katie, let me get some pictures. Dad wants pictures, you know. So I have the movie camera. And I said, tell us about Kaylee Rose. Tell us about the day she was born. And so I'm waiting, and Katie's looking down at the baby like this. And I said, Katie? And she just began to cry. So I turned off the camera and put it away. And I said, what is it, Katie? And she told me that, she said, Mom, when the baby was born, of course she was sobbing. When the baby was born, I kept waiting for that feeling, you know, give her to me. You know how you see on television mothers like, oh, and then, you know, and all this. Well, she said, I didn't feel that. I kept waiting for that feeling to kick in, and I didn't have that. She said, I still don't have that. And when I got home, and the little baby is just doing this, you know, just clawing itself. I was like, ugh. And she said, when I got home, I put her in the crib, and I went to the kitchen to get something to eat, and I ran in there because I was afraid something was going to happen to her, but she would be okay. So I went back in the kitchen, and I got a knife out to cut something, and I heard a voice that said, you can take that knife and go kill her. Now, if I had not read the book, I would have been terrified. I probably would have stayed there, you know, for a long, long, long time for fear of what she might do. But I said, Katie, I know exactly what this is, and I'm fixing to pray for you. I don't want you to worry about what you hear come out of my mouth, but I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for the baby. So I began to come against the spirit of abortion, the spirit of murder, the spirit of child hatred, the unloving spirit, the spirit of the bastard in the baby, the spirit of abortion in the baby, the spirit of death, the spirit of fear. You know, everything that I learned in that book, I prayed for her. And she cried and cried and cried and cried. The baby quit clawing when I broke all those things off. And the next day, of course, it was time to go to bed, so we all went to bed. And I had noticed that, you know, when she'd nursed the baby, there was nothing. I mean, there was no nurture, there was no warmth, there was no cuddle, there was no... It was just like getting the job done. The mechanical mom thing. And the next day after I prayed for her, each time she would nurse the baby, she would fool with her little ear and she would pick up her little fingers. And I watched her fall in love with that baby. It was amazing. It was a miracle. A miracle. And she is very nurturing. You know, I broke that unloving spirit off of her that won't let her love and that won't be loved. And I watched her fall in love with that. I mean, it was a transformation before my very eyes. You can see it on the movie camera. The first time, the second time, the third time. Just evolve into this, the mother. The mother came out in her. So I know how much this spirit is at operation in the world. I would have never thought that it would have had that much root in me, but it did. And if you're a man, it's the same way. You will have that unloving spirit. You won't be able to bond with your children. You have a spirit of rejection on yourself. And do you know how cruel the spirit of rejection is? It is so cruel. First you have the feeling that you're rejected, and then the spirit of rejection in you causes you to behave in a manner that will cause everybody to reject you. And then it comes aside and says, see, they don't like you either. It's a cruel spirit, the spirit of rejection. And there's a lying spirit at work there. I learned this with my daughter also. Because she had this, she had these spirits operating in her, even though I'm a nurturer. I am a nurturer. I was like my dad. But you couldn't nurture her. She wouldn't let me nurture her. She held me at a distance because of this spirit. And she was upstairs one day, and I was going to make some toast, and we were having some problems. There was some rebellion there, and I didn't like it, but I had decided, because she was, this is before she got pregnant, she was an adult. She was 21, 22, that I was just going to love her and leave the rest of it to God. So I was going to make some toast for myself, and I went to the stairway. We have a stairway that goes up from the living room, and I walked around. And it's all enclosed, so when you talk, it's like talking into a huge megaphone. It just, you know, your voice just gets louder as it goes up the stairs, evidently. But not really. I just went to the stairs, and because I know that, and her room is off the stairway, I just said, Katie. And I waited a second, and she didn't answer, so I thought I need to say it a little louder. Katie. She comes storming to the opening of the stairway. What do you want? Why are you always screaming at me? And I said, I just wanted to know if you wanted a piece of toast. I'm going to fix some toast. So I walked. She said, no thanks. And she went back to her room. And I walked to the kitchen and I went, Lord, what was that? And he said, there is a lying spirit that stands between you and her and translates to her what he wants her to hear to keep that distance between me and her. And I told her about it. And after, you know what the greatest thing about kids growing up is? You get to hear when they understand. Because she moved to West Texas, and now she's having to do the wifely things, get him up for work, fix his lunch and all this stuff. And he's kind of lazy. So he's hard to get out of the bed. And she goes in there and says, hey, it's time to get up for work. Why are you always screaming at me? Can't you just tell me to get up without screaming at me? She called me, Mom, you remember that lion spirit you told me about? It's here. And I said, really? I'm going. It's just great for them to have an understanding. She called me after the baby was about a year and a half old. She says, Mom, remember how mad you used to get at us when we would spill milk? I said, yes, I understand now. So now, you know, she understands. And she hasn't ever read that book, and I'm really encouraging her to read that book. But because she's in rebellion, she knows that she would need to change her life before she taps into the things of God. So there's a struggle going on there, and that's a good thing. But anyway, I do want her to read this book because it will give her understanding into me, you know, when she was growing up. And I had this Jekyll Hyde thing. I mean, sometimes I could just be really sweet and good. They just, you know, they would kind of walk around to see, who is she today? And I can laugh about that now, but I mean, before it was not funny. It was very sad. Rage is a horrible thing. Rage is a horrible thing. I used to call it an anger problem. It was beyond anger. It was rage. It was explosive. It happened unexpectedly. It would catch me off guard. I wouldn't even know who I was. When I began to pray about it and ask God to help me with it, I would feel it coming on, and then I guess choose to let it have its way. But my spirit man would be going, shut up, just shut up. It's like I could watch me going into this rage, and I wanted me to shut up. That's all gone now, praise God. So, and the depression, I know the root was from this spirit. The death wishes, the not fitting in, all of those things were because of this spirit. So I wanted to bring that today because I want to break it if it's working in anybody's life, if it's in your bloodline, or if you can relate to any of these things that was said. I want those things to be gone. So first of all, I think we should go through a prayer of repentance. Whether you had an abortion yourself, whether it's in the bloodline, or just being under that curse from our country legalizing abortion. We all need to repent, even for the sins of our country, and allow this to be broken off of our life. So just bow your heads, and I want you to repeat this prayer, this confession. Now, let me say something else before I get to that. If it doesn't even have to be an abortion, but, you know, like I said, you find out if you're pregnant and you really don't want the pregnancy, even though you may have married and, you know, lived happily ever after with your family. I know people that have aborted babies because they weren't married and then later had babies. And, you know, struggled with miscarriage. Or it may even leave the woman sterile or the man sterile. It could be an explanation for, you know, a lot of problems that women have getting pregnant or carrying a pregnancy the full term. Okay? So, Father, I recognize abortion as murder, one of the seven things you hate, the shedding of innocent blood. I'm truly sorry for having an abortion or thinking about an abortion. I ask you to forgive me for not even wanting the baby, if that was the case. I regret it, and I will never have anything to do with abortion. Ask God to forgive you if you've ever even discussed abortion, or if you're in the medical field and you've ever, assisted in an abortion. If you've ever helped pay for an abortion or if you've ever driven someone to an abortion clinic, I oppose abortion. And I ask you to forgive me for the sin of abortion and murder and all related sins, fornication, incest, rape, adultery, shacking up. I ask you to forgive me. Okay. Now I'm going to pray. No, this is for you too. This is a declaration. Satan, I formally break all ties with the sin of abortion and renounce all connection with abortion and any other sins that came in at that time. Satan, I break the soul ties that were formed with the doctor, the nurses, whoever paid for the abortion, whoever drove. I send you back. I send back their souls and spirits to them. I call back my soul and spirits to me, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And Lord, I ask you to cleanse my bloodline. And I break the curse of abortion off of myself and off of my children in Jesus' name. Okay, now I want when I start calling these spirits out, because you don't know if it's in the bloodline or not, I ask that you just take deep breaths and blow out as I call out these spirits, so that they'll come out if they're there. And don't be saying, Jesus, 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 because, you know, they don't want to come past that. Okay? Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over and bind every spirit of abortion. And I command it to come out. I break the spirit of abortion right now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of murder. All murder spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All murder spirits, go now. I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. All spirits of suicide, go in Jesus' name. All suicide, death wishes, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of destruction, go in the name of Jesus. I break all spirits of destruction, even from the womb, before you were born, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of destruction, all spirits of fear, fear of becoming pregnant, fear of miscarriage, fear of being aborted in the name of Jesus, all fear spirits, fear of death, fear of rejection, go in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of rejection by mom in Jesus' name. All spirits of rejection by mom. All spirits of rejection by dad in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against the bastard spirit. The bastard spirit. That if you were not wanted but you were born, I come against that bastard spirit that came into you at that time in Jesus' name. I break the bastard spirit in Jesus' name. All spirits of the bastard, come out. Not being loved, not being wanted, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. All spirits of pride, go in Jesus' name. Fear of being discovered. Fear of being found out. Fear of being exposed in the name of Jesus. All pride spirits, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of shame, go. Shame and guilt. All spirits of shame and guilt, go in Jesus' name. I break your power off God's people right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of shame. All spirits of guilt. All spirits of guilt, go in Jesus' name. False guilt, I break your power in Jesus' name. All false guilt, go in the name of Jesus. If you're guilty, I break the spirit of guilt. After you've confessed it, I break that spirit of guilt in Jesus' name. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of vanity. All spirits of vanity, go in Jesus' name. Selfishness, I bind you and break your power. All spirits of selfishness. You know, you can't have a baby because it's going to interrupt whatever else you have to do. All spirits of selfishness, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of idolatry, not going to God with your problem, being God over your own life, I break every spirit of idolatry and command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against all spirits of concern over your reputation, fear of losing your reputation, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I come against every generationally inherited spirit of abortion in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of generationally inherited hatred of children in the name of Jesus. I come against all anger and rage. I come against the spirit of anger and rage. I bind you and I break your power now in the name of Jesus. All anger, go in Jesus' name. All rage, go in Jesus' name. All desire to kill, to murder, to strangle, to stab, go in Jesus' name. All rage, go. Murderous spirits, lurking murderous thoughts in the name of Jesus. I break all those unnatural thoughts in the name of Jesus. All unnatural thoughts that want to kill in the name of Jesus. Outburst of anger. I come against outburst of anger right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. Unnatural outburst of anger that scares everybody in your house. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Outburst of anger. I come against grief and sorrow. I come against all spirits of grief and sorrow. Go in Jesus' name. All tormenting spirits, right now, in the name of Jesus, I break the tormenting spirits that torment. I command the voices to shut up in Jesus' name. I command every tormenting voice to shut up in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go. Cease and desist in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirits of incest and rape. All spirits of incest and rape, go in the name of Jesus. I break your power. All spirits that came in through incest, all spirits that came in through rape, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hatred of children, hatred of children, or maybe you have an unnatural interest in children, because that spirit wants to kill them. In Jesus' name, I break every unnatural love of children. I come against the fear of having children. The fear of having children in the name of Jesus. I come against the fear of not having children in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I come against all fear of being found out. Let me tell you something about secret sin. Satan has his greatest power in the area of your secret sins. I come against all areas of secret sin right now in the name of Jesus. I break the power of secrets right now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of whoredom, the spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Whoredom spirits, all spirits of lust, go in the name of Jesus. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of lust, all spirits of lust, all spirits of fornication, go in the name of Jesus. I break the sin of fornication off of God's people right now. All spirits of fornication, go. Sex before marriage, I break your power in Jesus' name. I break every curse that comes down from fornication before marriage in Jesus' name. I come against spirits of infirmity, all spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of infirmity in Jesus' name. All spirits of infirmity, all spirits of hatred, go in Jesus' name. Hatred, go in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power. All spirits of hatred, go in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of Moloch. Moloch, that's the god that they would burn their babies. They would put them. They would sacrifice their children to the god of Moloch. I bind and break every spirit of the god of Moloch in Jesus' name. Child sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We break the power of child sacrifice in the name of Jesus. I come against all spirits of infertility. barrenness, all spirits of sterility, go in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of death lingering in wombs. I come against the spirit of death that came down through the family line that's hiding out in the wombs of women to kill their young in Jesus' name. I break the spirit of death in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of Jezebel. She hated kids. Jezebel, I break the spirit of Jezebel of God's people right now. Every spirit of Jezebel in the woman, every spirit of Jezebel in the man, I break your power right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of self-hatred in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of self-hatred in the name of Jesus. All spirits of self-hatred, hating yourself, or even the thoughts that you had, go in Jesus' name. I speak to self-hatred in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spirit of judgment, judging others that have been in this situation, judging people that have had abortions. I break your power right now. All spirits of judging in the name of Jesus. All spirits of guilt and false guilt, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of guilt and false guilt in Jesus' name. I come against all eating disorders caused by the spirit of death. Eating disorders. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against self-condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. All spirits of self-condemnation, go. I break your power in the name of Jesus. All self-condemnation, go. All spirits of unforgiveness, not forgiving yourselves, I bind your power right now. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. All spirits of unforgiveness, I come against mental disorders in the name of Jesus, mental breakdowns, mental health issues, voices, hearing voices, memory problems, confusion. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. I command all spirits of confusion, memory problems, go in the name of Jesus. Forgetfulness and nervousness in the name of Jesus. I bind every tormenting spirit of the mind in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirits of perfectionism. All spirits of perfectionism, I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. Perfectionism, gotta be perfect, gotta do it perfect. All spirits of performance, gotta perform to be worthy in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of unworthiness in the name of Jesus. Not being worthy to be happy, not deserving. I come against that lying spirit that tells you you don't deserve to be happy, you don't deserve to be free, you don't deserve to be beautiful, you don't deserve good things. In Jesus' name, I break that power of the undeserving spirit and command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against all spirits of self-justification. Self-justification in Jesus' name. All spirits of self-justification. You know just what to say to make it okay. I break that power right now in the name of Jesus and command you to go. Self-justification, go in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of infertility. Infertility. I command those spirits of infertility to go in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit of death to leave the womb in Jesus' name. Leave the blood in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I command you to go. I break the spirit of miscarriage off of women in the name of Jesus. All spirits of miscarriage, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of infant death syndrome, I break the power of sudden infant death syndrome in the name of Jesus. 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 I come against the ugly spirit. I come against that spirit that tells you you're ugly because you feel ugly because you did an ugly thing in Jesus' name. And I come against the lying spirit that is putting the ugly demon on you when you don't deserve it. I command that ugly spirit to be broken in Jesus' name. I come against the unclean spirit that would have you be dirty, that would cause you not to take care of yourself because you're unclean. I bind that spirit of unclean and I command it to go. I break it in Jesus' name. I come against the unloving spirit. That unloving spirit, go in Jesus' name. Unloved by mother, in Jesus' name, I break your power off of God's people. Unloving, unloved by mother, unloved by father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the mechanical mom spirit, and I break the mechanical dad spirit, and I call forth that nurturing mother and father in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus from the womb. Rejected in the womb in Jesus' name. Rejected at birth in the name of Jesus. Oh, we wanted a boy, or oh, we wanted a girl. I break the spirit of being rejected in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of confusion in gender that comes when they're hoping for a boy and it turns out to be a girl. I come against those spirits that came in that confused the person and made them think they were a boy trapped in a girl's body or a girl trapped in a boy's body. I come against transvestites, homosexuality, lesbianism in the name of Jesus, and I break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You are accepted in the Beloved. It is written, you are accepted in the Beloved. You are not rejected. I come against the spirit of fear of being murdered. Fear of being murdered. Fear of being stabbed. Fear of being aborted. Fear of being killed by your parents. Fear of suffocating. Fear of drowning. Phobias. I come against all phobias, unnatural fears of bugs and bees and roaches and closed up places, water. I come against the phobia of water, darkness, in the name of Jesus, being scared of the dark, in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I come against suicide, in the name of Jesus. All spirits of suicide and death wishes, in the name of Jesus. I come against every wish that you had never been born in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go. I break your power in Jesus' name. I tear off the mask, the false persona. I tear off the mask in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I tear off that mask in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of hiding in the name of Jesus. That spirit that causes you to want to shrink away. That spirit that causes you not to want to be seen in the name of Jesus. That shrinking violet spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of hard-heartedness. All spirits of hard-heartedness. I speak to the stony heart right now. I speak to that stony heart to be circumcised right now in the name of Jesus. We pull out that stony heart and we replace it with a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. You hard-hearted, stony heart, I break you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command a heart, I speak a heart of flesh into all of the people in Jesus' name. I come against mental illness, nervous breakdowns, I come against the Jekyll and Hyde spirit in the name of Jesus. That nice, nasty spirit in the name of Jesus. I speak to that nice, nasty spirit. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I break your power. You nice, nasty spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of Antichrist in the name of Jesus. All spirits of Antichrist, I bind you and break your power right now in the name of Jesus. All Antichrist spirits, go. I come against hatred of wife and hatred of husband in the name of Jesus. Don't want to have his baby in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I come against betrayal. All spirits of betrayal that came with an intrusion into the womb. All spirits of betrayal, betrayal by mom, betrayal by dad, in Jesus' name. I bind all spirits of betrayal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the fear of man. Fear of man. Fear of medical personnel. In the name of Jesus. All unnatural fear. Fear of man. All fear of man. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of being paralyzed. That paralyzing fear. Terror. All spirits of terror. Fear. The spirit that causes you to want to run. 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 You don't even know what you're running from. I break that spirit in Jesus' name. Never fitting in. I come against that misfit spirit in the name of Jesus. I come against the misfit spirit that you don't fit in anywhere. That causes you to jump from church to church to church to church. In the name of Jesus, I break that power right now. I break the bastard spirit off of God's people right now. I break that bastard spirit. I break the curse of the bastard spirit that keeps God's people from entering into the congregation of the Lord. I break that spirit right now in Jesus' name and command them to come out. And I invite the people into the congregation of the Lord. Enter in. Enter into the congregation of the Lord in Jesus' name. I speak the spirit of acceptance. You are accepted in the Beloved in the name of Jesus. I speak a spirit of acceptance over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pull down every blocking spirit standing in the way between you and God. I pull down every blocking spirit standing between you and intimate relationships with your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your pastor, the other people in your church. I pull down every blocking spirit from having intimate relationships in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. All migraine headaches that came down through the curse of abortion in the name of Jesus. I speak to those migraines right now. I break your power. I command you to cease and desist in Jesus' name. All migraines go in the name of Jesus. I speak to painful menstrual cycles in the name of Jesus. I speak to every uterus, every breast, every ovary. Be healed in Jesus' name. I break the curse of infirmities off of the female organs of women and off of the male organs in men. I break the spirit of infirmity in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak health and wholeness to every woman and every man in this place in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak forgiveness to mom and forgiveness to dad for not wanting us. If anybody was not wanted, Lord, we forgive mom. We forgive dad in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord, I just release your love on God's people right now. Receive the love of God. Receive acceptance. Receive your place in this world. Your right to be here. Nobody was a mistake. Everybody was ordained to be here. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive your sonship. Receive your daughterhood. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just release love into the hearts to take the place of the unloving spirit. Every spirit that came out, Lord, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit right now and fill them with love, with all your attributes, Lord. Your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness, and your self-control in the name of Jesus. I just release the Spirit of God on the people. Lord, I speak a healing to the broken hearts and the wounded spirits. I say broken hearts be made whole in Jesus' name. I say wounded spirits be made whole in the name of Jesus. I come against the fragmented mind and the fragmented soul in Jesus' name. I speak wholeness to the fragmented mind. I speak wholeness to the fragmented souls in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, mighty God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I come against every spirit of backlash and retaliation, every spirit that's gone. We hang a no vacancy sign that those spirits are not welcome back ever in the name of Jesus. And we break every one of these curses off of the children of everyone here in the name of Jesus. We break it off the family bloodline in the name of Jesus. The curse of abortion, the curse of death, the curse of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break it off of every child of everyone who is here. Lord, let it end here in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you for what you did here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for setting the people free. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for shining your light on the dark places in our lives. Thank you for shining the light, Lord. Because the light, the darkness can't stay when the light comes in. We thank you for your word, the light of your word. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Be fruitful and multiply. In the name of Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.